Welcome back to Anything Goes. I'm your Five Wing Four host, Madison. And Caden is not going to be with us this episode. So buckle up. It's just you and me. So just some housekeeping things. If you want to contact us, our email is anythinggoes@gmail.com. We still have Twitter, at anythinggoes, same way it's spelled here. So if you want to contact us for anything, even just to say hi, that'd be great. So because Caden is not with us, we are going to be taking a break from the mini mini series, and we're just gonna do a video that I had been pondering, and it's Enneagram types as video games. So this is gonna be partially it's gonna be more what type of game that each type is going to like to play. So, jumping right on in, we're going to start with ones. And sorry, I'm not really starting out that strong. I've never played this video game before, but it has one vibes. So, for ones, I chose Animal Crossings. Specifically, because I think that ones would be obsessed with making like the perfect village. And I've seen a lot of memes where it's like people kicking off the ugly villagers and things like that. I think that this kind of game can appeal to a one and their sensibilities and what they think their perfect little island would look like. Whether that is kicking off the ugly villagers or not. It is also, so I have two ones in my life who absolutely adore this game. One, this is the only video game that she will play. So I think this is a solid choice, even though I haven't ever actually played the video game. But you'll have to let me know because it's honestly just going off of vibes with that. It was just the first thing that kind of came to my mind. So if it's wrong or you don't feel it connects and you're a one, let me know. Email me. Tell me how wrong I am. All right, number two or type twos. I think type twos as a video game is Pokemon. You're kind of you're kind of capturing something and forcing it to love you a little bit, but also like taking care of it and you know being really good. And then when you go to eight, you're gonna battle with it. So I think Enneagram type twos are Pokemon. I couldn't narrow it down to just one game. I think they are just Pokemon broadly. So type three. I'm gonna say type three are the Sims. Again, I don't know which version. We're just gonna go broadly the Sims games as like a franchise. I think this is again, getting to kind of play out the perfect life, but I imagine threes kind of making themselves and then playing out a bunch of different fantasies of like, oh, you know what, maybe I'll be a scientist, maybe I'll be a pop star, and getting and racking up all those achievements and setting up kind of a perfect little existence within the video game world. Moving on to type four. I was torn between two, so I'm going to list them both. Dark Souls and Bloodborne. I think I'm leaning more towards Bloodborne just because it's a little more romantic imagery, you know what I mean? I think the imagery in both games really cool would vibe with a type four. I think that the difficulty of it can kind of lend itself to a certain futility that I think fours kind of jive with in a way, that they can, have you ever like, when you like look out the window of a moving car and like a sad song's playing and you're just kind of like pretending along with it. I think that kind of vibe is the same kind of vibe as I get when playing Dark Souls and Bloodborne. So, and I associate that vibe with my four wing. So I'm gonna go with that. So five and nine, type five and nine, I was torn. I think honestly, these could swap. So yeah. But I ended up going with Minecraft for type 5. Now, I personally don't like Minecraft very much, which is why I was hesitant about this one. But I think in general, this is a very type 5 game. The exploration, the building, the mining, it's very methodical. You have to kind of plan it out. There's a lot of math involved, especially when you are trying to create very giant, elegant things. Like, I've seen videos of people building like massive castles in their game. And I think that that would lend itself to a type 5 better than the game I chose for a type 9. Though, I'm sure type 5s will also love the game I've chosen for ni type 9, so stick around. Type 6. I said Mario. Specifically Mario as a character, so the games that he is in, so that includes Odyssey and Paper Mario and all of the regular Super Mario Bros. So I think Mario himself is a 6. He is strong and loyal and will brave Bowser to help rescue the princess. I think he has all the qualities of a 6. And I think type 6s would enjoy playing Mario games. Yeah. Type 7, I had a really hard time. I was torn between a bunch of different video games. I decided on The Witcher. The reason I decided on The Witcher is because there are so many endings to that game, depending on the choices you make, especially Witcher 2. Witcher 2 has so many different endings that you can unlock. But even like Witcher 3 has a couple different paths you can take. And I think that is the type of game that you can play to so many times and never even see everything. And I think that would appeal to a 7, the just playability, the like you could play it over and over and over again and get a different experience every time. I think that would appeal to a type 7. Not to mention there's a lot going on in the game. There's romance, there's storyline, there's combat, there's in Witcher 3 there's Gwent, and you can collect your Gwent cards. You can do a lot. The other games that were runners up were Dragon Age and Fable, because I think they give kind of like the same vibes. And I really love Dragon Age, but I felt like The Witcher fit a little bit better. Type 8s. I am not strong on this one. Not strong. But I'm gonna go with Zelda. The Legend of Zelda franchise. The reason being is I really like the idea of the Triforce and that kind of imagery with an 8. So if you're not familiar with Zelda and the Triforce, Princess Zelda represents wisdom, Link represents courage, and Ganon represents power. And that's the Triforce: wisdom, power, and courage. And I think that that kind of dynamic is really appealing to a type 8. I think type 8s see themselves and are very courageous beings. I think that they can see the appeal of power in Ganon, but I think ultimately that they would like to rise up against that kind of power, especially since they fear being controlled. So I think Ganon as an enemy is would be very satisfying for them to defeat, as he wants to control the entire world. And finally, type 9s. I gave type 9 Stardew Valley. It is a very cozy, kind of snuggle up kind of game. There's a little bit of combat, so if you're into that, lots of gardening, methodical. You can just kind of check out. And I know Caden A loves Stardew Valley. We play it together. But I think it's a very nice, like, you can just kind of check out if you need to. It's a relaxing game. You can put thought into it and your gardens and things like that, but also you can just kind of tune out. Also, the romance options, the storyline is really cute. It's just a very cozy game, and I think nines deserve a cozy game. But again, this is the one I was torn with, and I think it's also a very five game. And I also think Minecraft is a very nine game because it's, again, the methodical, the planning. The reason I put Stardew with nines, though, is the like storyline, the romance options. I feel like because nines want to connect with people, having option to connect to people in game is really nice. You know, you have the option to marry people, or you don't really even have to interact with the townspeople if you don't want to, if that's not the kind of game you're playing. Especially if you're not trying to go for completion or things like that. If you just want to like zone out and garden, you can do that. So I gave this option two nines because of that. Let me know what you think. Email me anythinggoes@gmail.com or tweet us at anythinggoes. Do you think I got it correct? Do you think I was way off? Or do you think I got it kind of right, but there was a better choice? Let me know. Bye.